Ballston's planning board gave unanimous approval to the site plan of a new Walmart store near the corners of Routes 50 and 67. The latest store in the Capital Region will be located near the southern edge of the Village of Ballston Spa. The current design, which comes after nearly 16 months of deliberations, follows an initial effort that began more than 10 years ago and was ultimately withdrawn amid intense debate. The new 137,000-square-foot store will be more than 30% smaller than the one proposed in the previous effort. It will not feature an auto or garden center. Richard Doyle is chair of the Ballston Planning Board.
It brings jobs, it brings taxes. There are many people in Ballston that could use a job rather than traveling 20 miles somewhere to work.
In addition to the site plan approval, the planning board also approved a subdivision of lands owned by Ballston Spa National Bank and the Rossi family to allow for a loop road leading to the site. Landowner Frank Rossi Sr. said he waited for last night's meeting for 11 years.
So, you know, I just want a nice market here. I promised a lot of older people that I would fight for them. And we did. This team of mine was great.
The need for a grocery store was one of the main arguments by supporters of the project throughout the lengthy debate. Ballston Spa currently is home to a small Aldi market and a long-defunct Grand Union. The new Walmart will be located within a planned unit development district that allows for mixed-use commercial space. It will be constructed close to a new auto parts shop and dollar store. Rossi said the town of about 10,000 residents must adapt to change.
If you want this area to grow, you better start looking at these things. They're bringing a lot of kids in. Who's going to pay these school taxes? School taxes this September will blow your mind around here. But you got to go ahead and beat this. That's the only way to do it.
Doyle said he was pleased with the process undertaken by the town to make sure community voices were heard.
It was 821 pages, but it was worth it.
But not everyone agrees. Elizabeth Cormas is a member of Smart Growth Ballston, which has been opposed to the new store.
All anyone has to do is drive down Route 50 during rush hour and see the traffic's an impact. I think the town gave them a very easy time. And we're very disappointed, and we're examining our next steps.
Opponents have 30 days to file a lawsuit against the decision if they choose to do so. Traffic has been a primary concern among opponents. A turning lane will be installed along Route 67, and the loop road will have sidewalks. Walmart believes truck traffic will come into town via 67 from its distribution center in Sharon Springs via Amsterdam. Approval was contingent that Walmart not use roadways above the intersection of 67 and 50 at East High Street. Opponents were also critical of the town's negative declaration on the project's state environmental quality review. Walmart included some alterations to the project that were submitted during July's public hearing, including adding more barrier trees. It contends that traffic will not be an issue. In a written statement, Walmart spokesman Bill Wirtz says, quote, "We listened carefully to concerns raised by residents. We endeavored to work with town officials and developers to address specific issues ranging from traffic flow to environmental impact," unquote. Walmart expects the store to create 300 jobs and support 150 construction jobs. It's unclear when the store will open. Reporting from Ballston, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.